This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, with the concern about inflation and the war between Russia and Ukraine, news about any strife in the Mideast seems to have taken a back seat. Can you give us an update on the current state of affairs regarding peace in Israel and the surrounding countries?
Yeah, well, what's been going on, particularly in Israel, is now with the new Netanyahu government in place, and some of their plans for settlements. This has greatly incensed the Palestinians. And because of this and other reasons, the Europeans think that they should be involved. I saw something from Euronews I'd like to read. Here's the headline. It's the right time for the EU, meaning the European Union, to step in and bring peace to the Middle East. And they say that the EU has to go beyond playing a supportive role. It needs to be a leader. Then they also said that there's limited capacity of the United States to deal with this. And they even said this is a prospect that the New York Times columnist and Middle East veteran Thomas Friedman dubbed the one big mess solution. The article asked, can the EU pick up the slack? And he says in the Middle East and elsewhere, Washington needs to rely more on European support. And the article concludes with, the time has come for the EU to give it a try by partnering not only with the United States, but also with the regional players.
It's almost funny that the New York Times would dub the United States' ability to resolve the conflict as the one big mess solution. Is there really any hope of peace in the Mideast, and will Europe be involved?
Well, yes, but part of the issue you've got now is for several years, the Palestinians have not trusted the United States. And so they would prefer that the Europeans get involved. In the Bible, we're going to go to Daniel 9, verse 26 and 27, talks about a deal coming to the Middle East, which many people believe is going to be a peace deal, but it's a temporary deal. So I'm going to read this from the New King James Version of the Bible. It says, in the people of the prince who is to come. So there's a prince prophesied to come. Now notice he's called a prince, not a king. He's not the top leader. Says those people are going to destroy the city and the sanctuary. And that happened with the Roman Empire when they destroyed Jerusalem and the temple in 70 AD. Mm. And then it says, talking about this prince, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week, but in the middle of the week, he'll bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And it talks about the abomination of desolation. And prophecy watchers have long said that this 1 week period is talking about 7 years. As a matter of fact, that goes back a long time. For example, we have a writing from Irenaeus of Lyon, who claimed to have known Polycarp of Smyrna, who was made an overseer or bishop by the Apostle John. He said that the breaking this deal in the middle of the week was constituted 3.5 years. Which, by the way, is also our position. And there's a Roman Catholic bishop who was called the most important theologian of the Roman Church prior to the time of Constantine, according to the Catholic Encyclopedia. And he said this week is talking about time of 1260 days, etc. Again, half a week. Again, talking that the week means 7 years. So that's been the position of many for quite a long time. Now, interestingly, even Islam recognizes the idea about a seven-year deal coming. Here's something that Muhammad said. He said, there'll be 4 peace agreements between you and the Roman Christians. And the 4th will involve somebody from Aaron's descent. So obviously some type of Levite Israelite is going to be involved. And it says it'll be, Muhammad said this will be a 7-year deal. But there's another Islamic writing that says there's going to be anarchy within the Arab world. And there'll end up being a peace agreement between the Arabs and the Romans, which they will break. And they'll force you under a flag of a major army. And that's very similar to what the Bible teaches. So we see in lots of places, people are expecting something like this to happen. Now, once this deal is confirmed, this could be considered the final countdown to the Great Tribulation, and the later return of Jesus.
What do you mean by the final countdown to the Great Tribulation?
Well, 3.5 years after this deal has been confirmed, not necessarily made, but when it's been confirmed by this prince, shortly thereafter, this prince becomes the king of the north, except the 3.5 by the 3.5 year time period. And scripture says that he will then go and eventually destroy the United States as British descended allies, and that would be the start of the Great Tribulation. He'll also destroy basically an Arab bloc, which has some others involved with it. And then, anyway, 3.5 years after the Great Tribulation begins, Jesus will return and establish the millennial kingdom of God. So once this deal has been confirmed, the clock is ticking for the last 3.5 years, last 7 years, depending how you want to look at it.
So once that deal is confirmed, won't everyone know that Jesus will return in 7 short years and begin to repent?
I don't believe so, for lots of different reasons. Part of it is I'm not sure it's going to be obvious, particularly since this guy is a prince then when he confirms the deal. We don't know if he's the one who initiates the deal, and it's confirmed, it's signed a year later. We don't know if someone else is going to do the deal, and then later publicly he'll confirm it. But I don't believe it will be super clear. Furthermore, there are other people, particularly on the Roman Catholic side, who say that it's not possible to get peace except involving their version of Mary. As a matter of fact, years back, Pope Francis held a vigil to Mary for peace in Syria, whatever. And anyway, to make a long story short, that didn't end up happening. We ended up getting ISIS. But many think Mary will bring peace. There's an apparition in 1946 who says she was Mary. She's all powerful. She says, I will spread peace, and peace will be where all men have faith in my power, because she said she was the sign of the living God. Then others have had similar visions or whatever. Back in Portugal, 1917, there were three little kids who claimed to see a lady. And basically, they've said that in order to bring peace to the world, all the bishops of Rome had to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of the apparition, which people have claimed is Mary. And they say that was necessary in order to save the world and for peace for all humanity, including the Middle East. So some think something like that is going to be involved. And the person who put on a conference related to this said he invited members of the press to attend this conference and say and teach that the way of achieving peace in the world, it all involves a message of Fatima. At least that's what this priest named Runer concluded.
So it seems like the Roman Catholics are saying that the consecration of Russia is required for peace rather than Europe brokering a peace agreement in the Mideast. So who's right?
Well, scripturally, we know the Europeans are going to be involved in this deal. So that's for sure. Okay. But it doesn't mean that there may not be some Marian influence or apparition of Mary that are going to be involved. So there could be several different things that will bring this to head. Now, the Bible shows that this person, this prince who confirmed the covenant, he's going to rise up further in Europe. And he's going to rise up talking peace and eventually destroy places like the United States, United Kingdom, Canada. And in Daniel chapter 8, verse 24, the Bible says this king, his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. He'll destroy fearfully. He'll prosper and thrive. He'll destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his cunning, he'll cause deceit to rule and prosper. In his heart, he'll destroy many in their prosperity. In Daniel 11:39, it says he's going to act against the strongest fortresses and cause to rule over many and cause the land to be divided by gain. Well, we know currently the strongest fortresses in the world, strongest military, belongs to the United States, and to a lesser degree, its British descended allies. This is prophesied to happen. In Daniel 8:25, I'm going to read from the Old King James. It says he's going to magnify himself in his heart, and by peace he'll destroy many. And in Daniel 11, verses 23 to 24, it says, after a league is made with him, some kind of deal with him, he's going to act deceitfully. He'll come up and be strong with a small number of people. He'll enter peaceably, even to the richest places of the province, and shall do with his fathers, or his forefathers, is done, because nobody destroyed the United States before, for example. Okay. He'll disperse them among the plunder, and he shall devise plans against the strongholds. And I mentioned strongest fortresses, Daniel 11:39, but only for a time.
So you touched on this a little bit, Dr. Teal, but in Daniel 8, verse 24, this beast will destroy the mighty and the holy people. So there are two different classifications of people that will be destroyed, the mighty and also the holy. Who are they?
Well, the mighty, well, first of all, are the strongest fortresses. The United States is British Senate allies. That's the part of the mighty. But later, and this is also consistent with an Islamic prophecy, the Bible in Daniel 11, verse 40, which comes right after Daniel 11, 39, the United States, etc., gets eliminated. Mm-hmm. He'll just fight against and defeat a power from the Middle East and North Africa, basically an Arabic power that'll have some Kushites in it. And so that's the mighty. As far as the holy people, Bible says in different places he's going to first persecute the Philadelphian Christians. For example, the first part of Daniel 7, verse 25, the first part of that. But also in Daniel 11, verses 29 to 35, the Philadelphian Christians get affected. But after that, according to the end of Daniel 7, 25, the remaining saints are going to be given into his hand. And it says in Daniel 13 that he's going to persecute the saints of the Most High. So those are the holy people. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, in the book of Revelation, he's called the beast that rises up from the sea. Book of Daniel says that beast comes from the Mediterranean Sea. You put the pieces together there. And scripture says, verse 4 of Revelation 13, who is like the beast who's ever to make war with him, because he will have been very successful.
So we've talked about the king of the north, the beast, a prince, sacrifices in Europe. Can you tie this all together for us?
Yeah, well, the Bible says that this guy is going to be a successful military leader, and the world's going to marvel because of this. And he's going to rise talking peace. But after the former prince, again, he was a prince in Daniel 9, 26 and 27, when he becomes the king of the north, he's going to break the covenant. And you can tie Daniel 9, 26 and 27 directly in with Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. So let me quote that. And forces shall be mustered by him, this king of the north, who was once the prince. And they shall defile the sanctuary fortresses. Then they shall take away the daily sacrifices and place there the abomination of desolation. Now, again, this is the prince who confirmed the deal 3.5 years before. He stops the sacrifices and puts in place the abomination of desolation. And perhaps he acknowledges some version of Mary, too. We're not sure about that, but that may be there. According to Roman Catholic prophecies, he will. Okay. He will then turn against the USA and the British descended allies, as it says in Daniel 11:39. Then he'll turn against this Arab bloc, if you want to call it that, in Daniel 11:40-43. And so he'll get rid of all the peace. As far as when will this all happen? Well, as far as in terms of destroying the United States, etc., that'll happen after the gospel of the kingdom has been sufficiently preached throughout the world to God's satisfaction. And then he'll start doing these things. Now, various ones in Europe are calling for Europe to get involved in the Middle East peace deal. And that's going to happen. And we're getting closer to that day.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.